Good evening. This is the 5 p.m. update on Hurricane Matthew. Matthew remains a very dangerous hurricane. At this hour, the center of the hurricane is moving through the central Bahamas and on a path that is approaching the Florida East Coast. Matthew remains very intense. Maximum winds are 120 miles per hour, and some strengthening is forecast over the next day or so. During that period, we expect that the center of the hurricane will approach the southeast Florida coast and then ride up very close to or along the coast for the next day or 2 days, all the way to near the Georgia coast. And in fact, the hurricane watch has now been extended through the Georgia coast. But hurricane warnings are in effect for northern Florida down to near the Palm Beach area. With the hurricane centered very close to the coast, forecast to be very close to the coast, all the hazards are going to be occurring with this hurricane. Storm surge of 5 to 8 feet is expected near into the north of the center as it moves northward along the coast from Palm Beach northward. And 3 to 5 feet of storm surge is possible as far south as Deerfield Beach and smaller amounts south of there. Rainfall is also a concern. We're expecting 4 to 7 inches of rainfall in association with the hurricane, with isolated amounts of 10 inches, and that would cause some excessive flooding in local areas along the coast and inland. The most uncertain is the wind. The strongest winds are centered very close to the core of the hurricane here. You can see in this graphic, for those of you who are watching. And as that comes up to the coast, what the winds that will occur at any particular location will depend exactly on or precisely on where the center goes ashore or whether it stays just offshore. At this point, in terms of winds, everyone along the Florida East Coast can expect at least tropical storm conditions. Where there will be hurricane conditions, it's not quite clear yet, but the warning is up from Palm Beach northward for hurricane force winds. And of course, if the center should come ashore, then some of those even stronger winds, Category 2 or Category 3, are possible. At the National Hurricane Center, I'm Ed Rappaport.